I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Miles Davis was born in Alton, Illinois, the son of a dentist, and went on to become one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. And later in the program, we're going to hear about a recently launched campaign to erect a bronze sculpture of Davis in Alton's downtown entertainment district. And we're going to talk to the artist commissioned to create that piece, sculptor Preston Jackson. We'll also examine the premiere of Aqworld Waves, St. Louis's first underwater concert and multimedia arts experience. It's a live underwater concert, and be sure and bring your bathing suit because the audience is in the water as well. But we begin with something on dry land, an exhibition at the University of Missouri St. Louis featuring international poster art, part of the 6th United Designs International Design Biennial Exhibition. We'd like to welcome Jennifer McKnight. She's Associate Professor of Design at the University of Missouri St. Louis Department of Art and Art History. John Coy is the founder of the Los Angeles chapter of the American Institute of Graphic Arts. And Albert Choi is Professor of Graphic and Package Design and Director of the Design Research and Education Lab in Korea at which university?
Hanyang University.
Well, good. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks.
Thank you. Jennifer McKnight, let me begin with you. A little background on the International Design Biennial Exhibition. This is part of a series?
Yes. United Designs was founded by Albert a few years back. It's biennial. It runs every 2 years and has run in a lot of really interesting cities. And Amsel was really excited to be the sixth biennial location for this poster show.
Well, Albert, since you founded this, I guess the question is why?
Why? Well, that's why I talked last night when we had a gallery talk. But I had a big dream about this thing, you know. So it started from my dream, and it's a long story that I explained to you last night. But that I called and connected with designers and artists all over the world. That's how it started. And then everyone is concerned about the world and the creativity. So we gather, started from 40 people from 16 countries, now close to 40 countries close to 200 artists and designers who are concerned about the world and the design.
Yeah. Okay.
And you both, Albert and John, both have work in this.
Yes.
In this exhibition. Let me back up a little bit. I think it's really interesting having an exhibition or focusing on posters, because posters are something by design that really aren't meant to last, right? Aren't they made for maybe an event or to promote something? You put them up on a wall and they're thrown away usually.
Yeah, ephemeral. Yeah. Here today, gone tomorrow. It's an extra special way to look at the day in the life of many different countries all in one place.
Yeah, John, talk about that as a poster artist yourself. Creating work that's not meant to last, is that frustrating in any way?
I don't think so, because there's an immediate use for them, but things that have value tend to retain their value anyway. And there's all kinds of exhibitions of famous posters and posters from history and particular schools of thought. And so there's a lot of art that has stayed and been memorable for years and years. And so if it's good, it'll have some lasting value.
This poster art exhibition is going to be up at UMSL through September the 14th. And all of the work in this exhibition is fairly recent, within the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. 2 years for practice work, practical designs, it's done in 2 years ago. Yeah, since 2 years ago. But all this environmental issue, environmental awareness poster designs, all these artists and designers have been work, periodically. And then it's not really, we think about how it lasts, but how well we've been connected and to concern about the issue on the environment as a designer.
So you're making a point that environmental themes are a big part of this.
It is, I think, the biggest part. And also we share this in different countries. So right. they know that 40 countries, they know that we have an exhibition in St. Louis. And then they're really concerned about how we run here. And then afterwards, we promote it in the website and the catalog.
Right.
So we share after this exhibition, you know, it's a month exhibition, but it still exists, you know, in the air or in the printed piece. You know.
How big is the poster industry, if I can use that term, these days? Is that a big... Are there a lot of posters produced for a million different reasons?
That's kind of an interesting question. I think posters are interesting in that they used to be very functional graphic design. They were made to advertise products and events. And now so much of that kind of content exists on the web. Mm-hmm. It's been replaced by electronic media. But there's a real... it's become a very fetish thing to make posters. There's a huge gig poster revolution in the United States where that is how people create a souvenir of a good rock band that they no longer have big album art for. Or there's a real sort of resurgence of posters.
Mm-hmm. And John, you tell me, when I my impressions of posters, and I don't know much about them, I automatically just think they're very simple. True or not?
Well, that's a complex thing, too. But I think that the idea of a real poster is to be simple and get one clear message across, very easily perceived and absorbed. But there are a lot of different things that go on in posters these days, and there's complexities and different levels, and so that you can view them. You get an immediate impact, but then you can get into them further and go deeper into them. And especially if you have one as in a collection or something, you get to spend time with it like any piece of art.
The fact that they might be simple is because you're trying to get across an instant message almost.
Yes, mm-hmm. like a billboard. Right. Or,
right.
Yes.
When you're walking by quickly, you should be able to grasp a message from them.
Right, but the environmental awareness posters that we have in the sixth United Designs, it's not commercial oriented. It's more like a social campaign. So it's not everywhere, you know. But it's in the UMSL,
right.
But it's gonna be everywhere that we share in the internet. So it has a better exposure, not commercial value, but it's more like throughout the different societies.
A way of expression of important ideas for today's culture.
And we should point out at this exhibition, it features something like 100 posters from 20 different countries. So is poster art sort of site-specific? I mean, if we're looking at posters from Korea, perhaps, are they very much different from ones made here in the States?
Well, actually, that's a really interesting question. Mm-hmm. We've been watching the students in the Fine Arts Building at University of Missouri walking around looking at the posters. And it's really interesting when we're asked to do environmental awareness posters. The topics that people from the United States are dwelling on are not mm-hmm. the same as Korean designers are thinking mm-hmm. about or Greek designers or designers from mm-hmm. Cyprus or mm-hmm. France. And it's fascinating. We're really learning a lot about different places in the world from looking at them.
Well, John and Albert, you both have work in this exhibit, so let me ask you each individually. John, I'll start with you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your work and then maybe some of your favorite posters in the exhibition that are not yours?
Well, there are two major areas of this poster exhibition, and my posters have to do with exhibiting work that I've done that is from my practice, that they were posters that I created just for this occasion. And so they're just references to things that I've designed in the past. So the other ones, the environmental graphics, you know, this is sort of a separate category. And so what was your other question?
Some of your favorites of your own, favorites of other
there
people.
There were some, and what you pointed out, like the simple ones really stood out to me. And there was a beautiful poster that showed like a silhouette of legs, that on those legs there were these animals that were beautiful, just silhouette kind of colored silhouettes of animals. And the idea was now we can walk together, the idea of being in harmony and walking together with the animals rather than being adversaries or, you know, coexisting. And I thought it was a beautiful poster.
Albert, how about you, either yours or someone else's?
Okay. You know, environmental awareness poster, I didn't submit it this time, but I submitted, I have my national design research project that deals with street signs and all that. So I introduced my work, practical work, national design. But when I organized this thing, I have three things that I promised I want to keep, which is one is I will never judge their talents.
Never judge other talents?
Their talents. Because it's from everywhere. You know, it's from Middle East, Africa, and Europe, America, Asia. So they have a different level of talents. So I don't want to judge their talents at all. But two is never question back about their designs. So that. And then I never want to put myself first in the line. So there's three things I'm trying to keep. So I didn't actually put my work in the environmental awareness poster session because I'm trying to keep that kind of principles of United Designs.
Uh-huh. Okay. Jennifer, how about students that you work with? What are these graphic? Do you call them graphic artists?
Yeah, graphic
Would
designers.
That be right?
Right.
So is there a big market for that?
There is. St. Louis is a really interesting graphic design community. We have a very active AIGA chapter, a lot of really talented designers throughout the St. Louis area, we're really feeling their support. We're really grateful for
this. Do you have a favorite poster?
I do. There are a couple of posters by a designer named Lanny Somese, who is a teacher from Penn State. There's a beautiful Black Panther, and it's a poster about depleting the species of black panthers, and he's being slowly, almost like hole punched away from existence. Really, really moving, beautiful poster.
Well, it opened yesterday. University of Missouri St. Louis presents an international poster art exhibition running through the 14th. It's at Gallery Fab in UMSL's Fine Arts Building. If you'd like more information about that, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. And we'll have a link to UMSL's website, and you can find out more. And in closing, Albert, I wanted to ask you something, because you talk about, when you're talking about, I guess, the design of posters, you talk about restrictions. I guess you're referring to what clients want and what the budgets are. So when you're creating posters, is this what you're saying? No matter how creative you want to be, you're working in someone else's budgets or whatever it is, and that holds you back a little bit?
That's a good question, I think. As I explained to you before, there's two levels in designing. First one is a commercial thing, commercial value, such as, you know, designing for movies or designing posters for movies and events or things like that. But what we're doing here is designing for environmental issue. There's no clients involved. They're trying to express how they learn from their own society, their own culture, and using their talent to express their communication.
Well, that's a good thing, then. You can be more creative if clients aren't involved. That's for sure. Well, it's up until September the 14th, UMSL's International Poster Art Exhibition. We just heard from Albert Choi, and we also have John Coy here and Jennifer McKnight, a professor of design at UMSL, and we thank you all for being here. And it sounds like a fascinating exhibit. I hope people take advantage of it and see it while it's up.
Thanks,
okay,
Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, efforts underway to honor Miles Davis and Alton, and later, an underwater concert. This is St. Louis Public Radio.